Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Gucci. We're back into the midday show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael. You know, like every day, some sports account will tweet out something that happened this year.
I said start all the way over again.
Some sports account, whatever.
Oh, okay.
We'll post like this on this day in sports history. This happened.
Okay.
Today, 25 years ago, was in the Olympics. Vince Carter over Frederick Weiss.
Goodness gracious.
And I feel like I'm going to get criticized real bad right now.
I mean,
real
any
bad.
More than you usually do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I think you're going to come at me with pure disdain.
No.
Even more than you usually do.
No, because I can feel how you're setting it up.
You're saying
it was overrated or something like that?
Not at the time. No.
Okay.
In the moment, it was the craziest thing I had ever seen.
Right.
As I watch it now, uh-huh. and we've seen athleticism grow in mm-hmm. the sport,
mm-hmm.
and I just wish... It has nothing to do with Vince. It has to do with Frederick Weiss. I wish he had done more defensively. It is a poster, but it could have been a different poster. You know what I mean? Like, what? He's getting dunked on.
Okay. So what are you talking about?
Just jumping over him doesn't seem overly impressive anymore. Well, and I wish he had been dunked on.
It's amazing that somebody that can barely touch the net.
Randy?
With a running
if it's
start,
a slightly short net, I don't think God can brush it.
It's amazing that somebody that, you know, I know that you're a runner. And that you have all this pent up.
That has nothing to do with
this untapped athleticism.
But it's there.
Vince is athletic in any genre ever. Now, the funniest thing about that whole dunk was that he almost knocked out Kevin Garnett with that fist pump when he dunks on
him. Yeah.
And then he turns around and fist bump that damn near knocks Kevin Garnett out.
It's also funny to see Vince with hair.
But that was the funny thing.
That's the other thing that this replay keeps showing.
Remember they were growing their hair out for that Olympics. But yeah, man, I'm not going to criticize you. I'm just not going to pay you any attention.
Yeah, it's just
and just you know just keep it moving because again, the like, do you do box jumps?
Not often,
but that's what I'm saying because of the athletic part of doing box jumps is probably why you don't do it, right?
You think that's why?
I do. I don't strength train at all. I do believe that, but at the same time, yeah, I'm not going to pay that any mind, and I would prefer that nobody out there who you just said that to, who you're looking to get the reaction.
Well,
it's don't pay Abe no mind. It was one of the most athletic plays ever. The dude got caught slipping. And he got his ass posterized in one of the best dunks I've ever seen.
Do guys do that now? Like, does that still happen today? What I mean is like...
Do you not see Ja Morant trying to fly over people?
No. I'm talking defensively. Guys don't just stand there and take the charge. Like, he was trying to stand there and take a charge, except Carter went over him,
exactly.
Not through him, right?
He didn't anticipate him going over him.
Do guys just stand there and take the charge?
I feel like today
they just get out the way and let the guy dunk.
But they didn't anticipate him.
Yeah.
He didn't anticipate that.
It was coming off a turnover, yes. And so it happened
it was,
very quickly.
It was a quick turnover, and it was going really fast, and Vince just went up and...
That's got to be... obviously it was devastating for him.
I don't think he saw Vince until Vince was in the air.
not even in the moment, but like, you've worked your whole career, your whole life,
like
building up to be one of the best basketball players in the world.
He didn't see him.
No, no, I don't think so. But like, nothing you have done before or after in your career will ever matter.
No.
Like, there is one seminal moment in your career, and it's you getting dunked on. Like, there's no number of, like, European championships you could have won.
Well, I mean, it could be. What is that dude, Frederick Wise, what has he done?
I'm pretty sure I don't want to say anything disrespectful.
Yeah, let's not do that.
But would you be surprised? I'll phrase it this way. Would you be surprised if, like, a lot of his post-playing career has been signing
that poster?
That photo while Vince Carter has also signed it?
Well, it depends on how much you're paying him. Now, I would never sign a poster of me getting dunked on. I would never do that.
Like, Al Downing has made a lot of money just signing the Hank Aaron poster, yes. Right? Like, Bill Buckner signed posters of the ball going through his legs. That is an industry. It's probably not how you thought you'd make your money signing autographs, but that's a thing.
Let me look up and see what this guy's done.
I'm sure he's been fine. I think he went into coaching afterward. I'm sure.
Yeah, there he is. A French former basketball player. Basketball can't destroy. They did a, like 30 for 30 on him.
Yeah, because the moment ruined his life, Randy.
How he overcame depression.
Yeah.
How you were that beat down that you got your ass dunked on that.
Randy, you were on the losing end of the most viral moment. I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
That's no other highlight of yours ever gets shown.
That's crazy.
Even if they talk about you in a good light, it's like, and here's when he got dunked on at the Olympics.
That's crazy. They had an SEC feature on this man.
Yeah.
That talking about he overcame demons. Yeah. Are you serious? Well, you know what? I ain't never been embarrassed like that before, so.
That's what I'm yeah. How do you rebound from that?
He overcame depression and all that. Damn.
You think the Falcons are depressed?
No.
30-0? No, it's just bad. I mean,
damn, I did not realize that. But they had an SC feature on him. Yeah, man. I mean, Vince took his soul. So, I mean, a lot of soulless people go through depression. Plenty of people go through depression. But, I never would have thought that the fact that he got dunked on like that would. But, I will. Moving along.
I'd tackle you.
Moving along.
I'd get thrown out of the game before you jump.
He didn't see him.
I know.
He didn't see him. He didn't see him.
Man, all right. I got a couple, one or two Falcons questions, and then we'll move on to some other NFL stuff here, Randy. Do you think that on Sunday against the Commanders that you go into the game, the coaching staff, Zach Robinson, whoever, calling plays with the mindset that unless you have no other choice, you're not taking a field goal attempt?
What do you mean? Like,
are you just going for it on fourth and six? Fourth and five from the 30?
You cannot go outside of who you are. I mean, if you're telling me that you're – because the thing with that is that puts you at risk of giving the team the ball or Washington the ball with good field position. And I think people look at too much – Dan Campbell will. Well, Dan Campbell's team is better than the Falcons. Dan Campbell's offense is better than
the Falcons.
So I think that you got to put it in that context. I'm still curious to see who's going to be the kicker this weekend. Because
they did have
the open whatever kick. They have the competition right now. They signed this kid to the practice squad. So you want to see if that will – I mean, my thing is, like, if you're telling me the competition is going to help you in practice, how do you know it's going to help you in the game? Because this kid went 5 for 5 last week, and then the following week he shanks both of his damn kicks. So I think either you're a good damn kicker or you're not. I view it as that. And we talk, it's going to be in a controlled environment. We understand that. And he was 5 for 5 in a controlled environment. But, yeah, I don't think that you go out of sight. You just get desperate early because it's fourth and six at the 30 lineup. And you hope that this dude does what he gets paid to do, period.
And my mindset is like, all right, so you got the red zone, right? And then there's this term, some people use it, some people don't. I like it, called the maroon zone, right? Where you're just in between.
Right.
Too close to punt, a little too long for a field. I just think that zone increases. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, I understand.
It used to be from like the 38 to the 50, you would just – you know, maybe you would run a play as opposed to punt. I think it, like, I don't know if I want to take a 47, 48 yarder right now. Like, if it's fourth and four, I think I'd rather go for it than attempt a 48 yarder.
And it could be a thing where they might have to do that. I think, but I think that you would do that if he missed. I don't think you would do that.
You would after the first one.
Yeah, yeah. If he misses it bad, then you might not have a choice but to do that. But I don't think like the first and fourth and five or something at the 30 that you're going to go for. I think you give him an opportunity because he has a distance. He has a leg to make the kick. It's just the whole accuracy part about it. So I think
that's the problem.
I think that's what you would do if it's the first time in there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's go to the other side, the NFL. We'll talk Falcons a little bit later. I'm so frustrated with this team that I just want to see it now. I just want to get to Sunday and see them look different or look the same, and we have a different discussion. Russell Wilson, bench for Jackson Dart. That was the first starter to get switched out there for performance / record, whatever. Who do you think is next?
As far as you talking about starting quarterback that's going to get the hook, probably Joe Flacco.
I got Flacco here as an option. I got Rattler as an option.
I don't look at Rattler as that.
The other question for me is JJ McCarthy, could he lose his job while recovering from injury?
Yes, I think that you're in a situation if you're Minnesota, if Carson Wentz continues just to not stink, then you go ahead and do it. They got back to back games overseas. Come back bye week. I think JJ might be ready by then, but if you win both of those games overseas and then you have the bye week, I would not bring JJ McCarthy back. If I'm Minnesota. I know you want to look at and see what the young quarterback has and everything, but I think a lot of times it's, you know, what's the phrase? If it's not broke, don't fix it. I leave it just the way it is. But now it's all predicated on how good Carson Wentz plays, because he stinks. They play Pittsburgh first. If he stinks in that game, he's going to get the next game overseas. But if he's bad in both those games, then maybe you go back and you try to see where this JJ thing is going. But I think as long as Carson is playing well or not, not losing games, then, you know, because they're going to have most of their complement of weapons because Addison's coming back now. And so you have another weapon to go along with JJ and also the tight end. So if they are able to continue rolling, hell, I don't see why not.
I still think they made a mistake with Russell Wilson, Jackson Dart. I was talking about this yesterday to you guys. I just think they're doing it 1 week too early. I think you're setting up Jackson Dart for some real issues. I think you're playing the Chargers this week. Feels like you're due for a loss. I would have let Russell Wilson eat that loss and then move on to Jackson Dart next week.
I think a lot of people thought that, but Brian Daboll's like, hey, dog, we can't. Maybe they look at it, we're at home. You know, I don't know how he views it, but I think that, you know.
That might be true. They may not want their first start to be, but it is the Saints, on the road, I think. Still. Sorry, Bill. And then the Flacco thing. You're just going right to Dylan Gabriel and what? Hoping that there's something there?
Yeah, I think, the thing with the Browns is, I think until it falls off the cliff, meaning multiple losses.
Because they got a win last week that maybe you didn't think they would.
And so I think if it's more or less, you know, that they're falling off and things like that. I do believe that both Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur will get to play at some point this season, because you still have to figure out what they are. You got the two first round picks, so is that a possibility? I'm not one that's sold on this incoming quarterback class like so many other people are. I'm just not. I'm not there yet with all the college, the quarterbacks that are playing in college now, getting ready for this draft. I'm not sold on all of them yet. So I think that you got to figure out, if you're the Browns, figure out what you got. Because we know this, and they know this. Joe Flacco is definitely not the answer, the future of that football team. But, you know, as long as that defense, because that defense is going to keep you in most damn games. Mm-hmm. They really, really are. They're that good. They're that elite, especially up front. And if they're able to do that, you want to go with a guy like Joe who won't lose it. But do they have a quarterback on the roster that will go win it?
You want to talk about 3-0 teams or 0-3 teams?
Neither one, actually, but go ahead.
You want to talk about the 7 rookie head coaches? Or not rookie, but first year with their teams?
Go ahead.
Which of the 7, quote, new head coaches doing the best, worst jobs with their teams? Ben Johnson, Pete Carroll, Mike Vrabel, Liam Cohen, Brian Schottenheimer, Aaron Glenn, or Kellen Moore?
Definitely not Kellen Moore. They got to run. But I think, you know, a lot of that has to do maybe with their environment. I mean, Liam Cohen, I mean, they are 2-1.
Yeah, he was one of the guys I kind of looked at.
They are 2-1. I mean, you can't argue with the record of 2-1. Now, they haven't played their best, but
I think Ben Johnson has come into Chicago and done what he does best. I think the problem is the other side of the ball, the side that he's not working on. Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, their defense isn't good, and I think he's still. They still got a long way to go. Last week and a couple weeks, I'm not basing anybody's offensive performance who played the Cowboys. Just not going to do it. Just not going to do it. Now, I was good. It was good to see the young quarterback play well, but Dallas is awful defensively. They are so bad. I mean, they can't stop the run. They can't put rush the passer. They can't stop the pass. They are a bad, bad defensive football team. But if we talk differently about you if you didn't. So I'm thinking that if Jordan Love doesn't throw for like 405 touchdowns against them.
I was gonna say, it sounds like you might be working your way towards one of your picks.
Oh no,
tomorrow.
I think Green Bay is gonna beat the absolute crap.
Yeah, sounds like you might have settled on that game for
your they're gonna beat the absolute crap
your Friday picks. I gotta remind myself to text Bunk to get his picks before he leaves us high and dry on that one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.